Hello, I'm Kathy Ann Murtha from Access Technology Institute. Thank you for joining me again this week for the third installment of the Internet Fundamentals course. There are sample pages associated with this course. You will find them at www.accesstechnologyinstitute.com/mainmenu/. Once again, that web page address is www.accesstechnologyinstitute.com/mainmenu/. And you'll want to run main menu together, MAINMENU. On that page, you will find two links, one to the Windows Fundamental course and the other to Internet Fundamentals. You will want to access the Internet Fundamentals course and then move on to Class 3 Tables. Today we are going to discuss tables on the Internet. There are two types of table formatting used on the Internet. Tables are used to format text into columns, and they are also used to provide data, information for data. You will find that, much like a spreadsheet has rows and columns, a data table on the Internet also has rows and columns, and both JAWS for Windows and WindowEyes allows access to these tables. When accessing a document with tables that are formatted for columns, you may find that you access the same links over and over and over again as you are browsing a web page. The first page of this course is a perfect example of tables which are used to create columns within a web page document. On the left-hand side of the page, you will find links to Lesson 1, Lesson 2, the ATI homepage, ACB Radio homepage, and audio tips. The rest of the document is comprised of the text of the actual document, the information on the page. You can use your navigation commands to move through these links and get to the text eventually, but both screen readers also offer you the option to skip the navigation links and go directly to the first passage of text. WindowEyes users can press Alt, Insert, Down Arrow. Alt, Insert, Down Arrow will skip all of the navigation links and take you to the next passage of plain text within the document. Alt, Insert, Up Arrow will move you to the previous passage of plain text within a document. So WindowEyes allows you the ability to move up and down within the document to the plain text passages. If you press that keyboard command when you are at the top of this document, you will find yourself immediately focused on the plain text, the information that's located on the page. JAWS for Windows users, you also have a command that will take you to the first passage of text within the document. You can press Insert Enter. When you press Insert Enter, you will bypass all of the navigation links and immediately focus on the text within the document. There are a number of pages that have navigation links at the beginning of the document. Search engines usually have a number of links that you have to wade through before you get to the first description of a web page. And while you could use your links list to go directly to a particular link and focus on it, you may wish to just use your Insert Enter or your Control Insert Down Arrow if you're a WindowEyes user to immediately access that first description within the document. So you can navigate past navigation links within a document through the use of these screen reader reading commands. And you'll be able to use that command on the first page of the tables lesson. Press Control Home to go to the top of the document, and then press the screen reading command to go to the first passage of text within the document, and you will find yourself focused right on that first line of text. It's a really nice feature of the screen reader. A good place to go where you can explore this option may be www.talkingcommunities-online.com. www.talkingcommunities-online.com has a variety of links on the first portion of the page and then text on every other one. And as you go to the pages, you'll find they're all the same. They all have those same text navigation links. It's a perfect example of a document using tables for formatting. And when you go to a new page, your screen reading command to go to the first passage of text will bypass all of those links and take you immediately to the first section of text. Data tables are a completely different animal, and they are accessed in a unique way by both screen readers. I'm first going to talk to JAWS for Windows users. WindowEyes has a little bit more comprehensive access to tables, so I'm going to talk to you guys in a moment, so sit back and relax. JAWS for Windows users, if you would please, I'd like you to activate the link that says Learn More About Data Tables with JAWS for Windows at the bottom of the first page for tables. This will move you onto a document discussing navigation within tables on the Internet. When you navigate this document, you'll find a list of commands, and then near the bottom, you will find an actual table, Temps in California. This table may be accessed through special screen reading commands of your screen reader. Remember that tables are comprised of rows. You take a row, for example, Sacramento 55-30. Sacramento is the city, 55 is the high temperature, and 30 is the low temperature. That's a row. It goes across the page. If I take more rows and stack them on top of Sacramento or beneath Sacramento, I am creating a table. Each of the rows creates three columns. A column which lists the cities, a column which lists the high temperatures, and a column which lists the low temperatures. So I am creating a table with rows and columns. Where a row and column intersect, I have created a cell. For example, we have the column for cities and the row for Sacramento. Where the column for cities and the city column intersect, or the city row intersect, we have a cell which contains the word Sacramento. Special screen reading commands of JAWS for Windows allow you to access these cells. To read the current cell, press Alt Control Numpad 5. To move one cell to the right, press Alt Control Right Arrow. That would be the 6 on your numeric keypad. So Alt Control Numpad 6 will move you to the right one cell. To move one cell to the left is Alt Control Left Arrow. Or on your numeric keypad, it would be 4, so Alt, Control, Numpad, 4. To move one cell down, Alt, Control, 2 on your numpad, or down arrow. Alt, Control, down arrow. And then, of course, it makes sense that to move one cell up, you would use Alt, Control, up arrow, or Alt, Control, 8, numpad 8. To move to the first cell, you can use Alt, Control, home. And to move to the last cell, you may use Alt-Control-End. So this will basically take you to the top or bottom of the table. So again, to move around within the table, you can move to the right, to the left, up or down through the use of the Alt-Control, up, down, right, and left arrow keys. If you would like to move to the top of the table, the very first cell, Alt-Control-Home, and to the bottom of the table, Alt-Control-End. And then, of course, to read the currently focused cell, you would press Alt Control Numpad 5. I have placed a table on this document for you to explore. If you use your navigation commands, you will eventually find a table called Temps in California. And JAWS for Windows will tell you when you access that table. When you enter the table, you may then use your Alt Control, up, down, right, left arrow, Alt Control 5, or Alt Control Home, Alt Control End to navigate within the table and read the information. So tables become accessible on the Internet through the use of JAWS for Windows. It's a really nice interface, and I hope you will explore it. And the next time you enter a table, I hope you will use these commands to access it. A really good place to visit tables where they have data, maybe Major League Baseball, MLB.com. All of the statistics for all of the players are located at MLB.com, and you may want to go and experiment with these commands on those tables. It's an excellent place to go and explore and try out these new table commands that you've just learned in this Internet Fundamentals course on ACB Radio. WindowEyes users, you found a link that said something to the effect of explore data tables with WindowEyes. I'd like you to activate that link, please. You have the ability to access tables in a bit more robust fashion with WindowEyes. It really has, GW Micro spent a lot of time working on tables within the Internet to give you really good, solid access. And I think you're going to find that it is really an exciting thing to be able to access tables with WindowEyes. First off, you need to know that there's a table mode. When you access a table, you will be told that you're entering a table. And you need to enable the table mode with Control Numpad Plus. You can disable table mode with Control Numpad Minus. Now, it's not going to enable and disable automatically. You do need to take this step if you'd like to access the tables within a web page document. So, Control Plus on your numeric keypad will enable table mode, and Control Minus on your numeric keypad will disable table mode. You then have the ability to navigate within the table. You can move one cell to the right with insert right arrow, one cell to the left with insert left arrow, one cell up with insert up arrow, one cell down with insert down arrow. You can move to the end of a row with control insert right arrow, and to the beginning of a row with control insert left arrow. Move to the top of a column with control insert up arrow, and move to the bottom of a column with control insert down arrow. Now remember, tables consist of rows, and these rows are stacked atop one another to create columns. So in the case of the table that has the temps in California, we may have a row that says Modesto 75-40. That means that Modesto had a high temperature of 75 and a low temperature of 40. And you have the ability to navigate this row or navigate the columns. You can move up, down, right, or left. You can go to the beginning of a row, the end of a row, the top of the column, or the bottom of a column. You also have the ability to enable headers within the tables mode of WindowEyes. Control Shift H, H as in happy, will allow you to rotor among the various header options within WindowEyes. You can hear no information, or you can hear the column title. The column title may be city, high, or low. So as you move to another column, you will hear high, 75, low, 55. You can hear the row title, Sacramento, 55, Sacramento, 75. So as you move to another row, you will hear the row title echoed. You can hear the column or row. So when you move up and down to another row, you will hear, for example, Modesto, 75. And then you move across to another column, you will hear low 40. So you're going to hear the column or row depending upon your movement within the table. And finally, you can hear the column and row, city Sacramento 75. Maybe you hear Sacramento high 75, Sacramento low 40, whatever you might be moving through, you will hear the column and row echoed. Now, there are two ways in which tables may be located within WindowEyes. You can use your hotkeys to move from table to table within the document. Control-Alt-Tab. Control-Alt-Tab will move you forward to the next table within the document. And Control-Alt-Shift-Tab will navigate you backward among tables within the document. So you have the ability to navigate right within the document to get to a table, or you can use the links list and change the view to reflect the tables. To do this, you would press your Insert tab to open the links list, and then you would enable the Tables Radio button by either pressing Alt-T for tables or navigating to the radio buttons and selecting tables from among the options. You could then simply navigate that list and press Enter on the table of your choice, and you would be immediately focused on that table within the document. At that point, you enter Tables mode with Control Numpad Plus, and then you can begin to navigate that table through the use of your keyboarding commands. Once you've navigated the tables, you may decide that you'd like to change the header information that you're hearing. Maybe you want to hear the row and column title. Remember, Control-Shift-H is in Happy. We'll cycle you among those options. And again, to navigate tables, once you're in the table, turn on your tables mode with Control-Numpad+. And then you may use your keyboard commands to navigate among the cells within that table. You have your insert, up, down, right, and left arrows to move from cell to cell within the row or column. Your control insert right arrow will take you to the end of a row. Control insert left arrow to the top of a row. Control insert up arrow to the top of a column. And control insert down arrow to the bottom of a column. So you can navigate among tables within WindowEyes through the use of these special keyboarding commands. Again, Control-Alt-Tab will move you forward to the next table. Control-Alt-Shift-Tab will move you backward to the previous table. You may then turn on tables mode with Control-Numpad+ and navigate through the cells. And when you're done, press Control-Minus, Numpad minus, to disable the tables mode, and then you may continue to navigate the document as usual. For you, a good place to go again would be MLB.com, MajorLeagueBaseball.com, MLB.com, because they have all of the statistics tables there for the players. It's a really good place to go. Try out these headers. You will find that you have amazing access to tables on the internet through the use of WindowEyes. And that's tables on the internet. As you can see, it's amazingly easy to access tables with both screen readers. WindowEyes offers a little bit more flexibility, a little bit more access, but JAWS for Windows is just as accessible as far as accessing the information. You can get the information you need. Thank you for joining me today on this third lesson in Internet Fundamentals. I hope you will join me again next week. If you would like to contact me, please feel free to visit my webpage at www.accesstechnologyinstitute.com or email me, Kathy@accesstechnologyinstitute.com. I look forward to seeing you next week when we continue our exploration of Internet Fundamentals on ACB Radio's Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.